The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. My friend Steve out in California, the other Steve. I don't know, who the hell is the other Steve? Okay. Says YouTube has been running a program called Heroes, wherein people flag videos as inappropriate. So you can see the social manipulators have been given an opportunity going through YouTube to flag stuff and cause problems. Okay, Rob in Chicago, you wanted to say?
Sure. Two last quick points. You are in good company because you know I listen to many podcasts. X22 Report, Dave, him, SGT Report. And then who else was there? Darn it, slipped my mind.
Well, it doesn't matter, but at any rate, the point is...
Either way, they're all screaming about being demonetized by YouTube. Okay. And their content's being flagged as advertiser-unfriendly, yada, yada. So, needless to say, it's blatant war against the truth out there.
Well, on Zeno Radio, there aren't any stipulations on content. We're strictly monetized by. Let me give you an example. For people, Mike, what are we at minute wise for the month of July so far? Hold on 1 second here. This would be a good thing to know. Okay. And the website says, doesn't say anything. Well, at any rate, let me just kill the music. Gosh.
That's priceless.
At any rate, I asked him to put that in there. But at any rate, there's never been an agreement on content. They have never said one word about the content. And for a million minutes a month, we get paid $400.
Right.
At 647,000 right now at midpoint of the month, a couple days over. So at the end of this month, I'll get a whopping check from them for $400. But they do not mess with the content. At least I think they don't.
At least you're hoping so, yeah.
Me too.
Well, there's one last place you can go to fix this. And John, I'm stepping over potentially an area that you may not want me to say, but you can take it to God, because you ask God that if he wants you to stay on this radio and if he wants you to help his people, then show you the way and how to do it and ask him for help. Because you know what? There's a lot of people that have humbled themselves in the past, and you know, we're humans. And I know you believe in a higher power, and right now, if anybody wants to argue that we're not in a fight against good versus evil, I'd like some proof of that.
Yeah, but the only problem I've had with that, Robin, thank you very much for bringing that up, the only problem that I have with this is the rule book has been given, the paths are true and correct, you can take the wrong one or the right one, and I'm not going to bother God with my little concerns here because he's got an entire universe to run.
Yes. Well, you know, we definitely could have discussions about this over some nice beverages somewhere along the way.
Yeah, but, and I'm sure God's down with getting drunk too, right? Say, I'm being facetious here, Rob, but this is the. Okay.
Oh yeah, I didn't say we were going to get to the point where we couldn't be straight, but yes, I get what you're saying.
No, you really don't, because what I'm not doing is inviting religiosity, and I'm not saying that Christianity or anything is defective. What I'm not going to do is start turning this in, because this has happened to me years ago. The Christians didn't like this group. They had an exclusionary tribe. Well, you've got these people on, and they claim to be Christians, but they're really not. And what it did was cause an absolute maelstrom, for me. So I figured out that, look, I'm not going to sit here and deny God. I'd be a damn fool to do that. But I'm not going to try to monetize, if you will, off of Jesus or God. You see where I'm going with this?
You're missing my point, John.
No, I'm not missing your point, Rob.
No,
Rob, I'm not missing.
You don't need to brag about it on the air.
Rob, I'm not missing. I'm not missing your point. I understood your point exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Humbly and quiet. That's all, sir. All right.
All right. Well,
you guys have a good day.
All right, Rob. Well, call me later, and I'll be happy to discuss this with you, but not on the air.
No problem, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Take
care.
I think.
John, did you cover the American Free Press and their merchant account being
I think I mentioned it last week. They got cut out of, PayPal?
And Wells Fargo completely closed their account.
Yeah, so they took away their credit card machine because they were selling Michael Collins Piper's book, Judas Goat,
right.
And they completely shut them down. And tell me that there's not censorship going on. Yeah, there is. Absolutely. And folks, please do not misunderstand me. I've gone over this subject again and again and again on this program. I'm not in denial of God. I'm not going to tell you the Bible is full of monkey milk. I'm not going to go there. Never would I go there, because I've said this before. If you are satisfied in your belief system and you're 100% rock solid, you stick to your beliefs, don't let anybody tear you asunder, ever. But if you've got some question about it, modify, look into it, do whatever you have to do to get right with the Lord or God, whatever, and keep trucking. But I've said this before, and people will say, well, for a moral compass, you got to talk about it. No, I don't have to talk about it, because it invites the people in that are the atheists, the agnostics, the Christian, the group of Christianity that has got their own tribe and they think everybody else in Christendom is dumb and stupid. I am not going to invite that wrath, because the minute I do that, you will notice the phones light up with people's viewpoint about God and how they feel about it. I am not a preacher. If I wanted to do that, I would memorize the Bible. And I would do a show like that, and I would invite the calls for pro or con, whatever the reason. I would do that. This is not a religious show per se. I leave the individual to their faith. I don't want to do anything to rock it. I don't want to do anything to rock your boat. That is a personal belief that's not subject to public scrutiny. Over and out. Rhonda in Missouri. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, John. How are you?
I've had better days. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, you know, Rob had it right. There are some issues with RBN's technology. Like the other night, I called into a show, and when you go back and listen to it, you kind of sound a little retarded because you're like, hello, are you there? Are you there? Anyway.
Was that me?
No, there's delays in some shows when you call in. No, yours went straight to me, but
is this a weekend program?
No, it's Monday through Friday and then Sunday.
Okay, which show is it?
James Kelso.
Okay, Okay,
but anyway,
Hold on. Open up your mic, Mike. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to address these issues as they come up.
Yeah, there's always a little delay and with Skype. And we got George in Maryland, Paul Fromm up in Canada,
Kelso
James
is
in North Dakota.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the phones
yeah.
Are going to
have
a half-second delay. Skype's probably got a half to a second.
No, it doesn't matter if you're using a computer or listening on via the phone. That's not the point that he's making. There's a delay with this going back out to the Skype into different locations, and then their response back into the network. There is a little bit
okay,
of
the... Okay, well...
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I'm in Missouri, you're in Texas. He's in North Dakota. It's probably about equal distance. But my point, though, is that I wake up, and yes, I'm a donor. I've donated to RVN. But I wake up and start listening to Chris Hinckley and listen to all you guys until like 9 or when he has his show. Mike Herzog is the last show I listened to. But what I want to say also is when I found you guys, through Mike Rivero's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wonder if there's what else is out there, because he has a link to your network, obviously. And so that's when I found all the shows, started listening to you guys. And when I started on Mike Rivero, I would get Threat Has Been Detected through my computer, and I used to panic. But then he said, so use DuckDuckGo.
Mm-hmm.
And like half an hour ago, I got another message, and I don't even panic anymore. I just hit the X. But the threat has been detected, and it's like an Alexa. And I just got a new hard drive like 4 months ago.
And this is dealing with certificates, whether they're valid or not? Is that what it says?
Well, I don't know. It just says, I just sit here and listen to you guys all day long. I don't go anywhere else. So, you know, you guys are a threat.
Yeah. Well, the truth is always a revolutionary act, because it's the liars that want to keep the programming going and the lies and deceits to you. So truth is always an enemy to the liars. Always
right.
has been,
I
always
love your
will
shows.
Be. All right. Well, I appreciate
all of your shows. And I just wanted to throw that out there, is that there is a delay. And it depends on the show. Your call today, I just went straight to you, and I wasn't going, hello, are you there?
Yeah.
It went straight to you, but then mostly I wanted to point out...
Well, and that's also, Rhonda, and just for edification purposes, I'm the only show that is produced live in the studio, so there is no delay. I don't go over Skype.
Okay.
I'm hooked right into the network.
Oh, gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
That's probably why then.
Yeah.
But anyway, I love all your shows.
Thank
love
you.
Them all. And have donated, and I'll keep donating. But I just wanted you to mostly be aware of that, you know, my first... I did go to DuckDuckGo, because I thought maybe it was Google. Like Mike Rivero said, you might want to use DuckDuckGo.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You're still a threat.
Still,
you're still a threat, Don.
Well, and when I cease being to, that's when I'll walk away from the microphone. And
okay.
If I ever cease doing the job that I told people that I've sworn to them to do... And that's to follow the path of the truth, no matter where it goes. Well,
mm-hmm.
there it is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Love your network.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Keep donating, and keep listening, and I'll let other people know as well.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, John. Hey, Ron. You asked for solutions or possible ideas, and I don't want to try to burden you with more work, but when they squeeze off the digital, we have to go back to analog.
That's going to be real hard to do.
Well, in the way that, whether it's a T-shirt that costs between $7 and $10 for you to make and eventually ship out to the donor with your information on it, or those are the kind of things that drives my business, because they have squeezed the digital footprint on me, mostly because I won't put up with their security shenanigans. So I know it would require a lot of physical work, but you can also crowdsource. A ton of your listeners love you and want to support you, and maybe we could dedicate $500 a month in donation to T-shirts, and everybody who donates $50 gets a T-shirt.
Thank you for the suggestion. The only problem with the T-shirts is that when we had a little bit more money and we wanted to say thank you to the donors, I mean, we'd do T-shirts and we'd send them a book, or... my friends up there in Missouri put together little gold packages to send out as a way of saying thank you. I don't have the money for that, and then it costs you to ship it out. I don't have the money to do that anymore. This is why I keep telling people. You know, folks, we need your donations.
And if they cut off your funding through these banner ads and things like that, whatever energy you're giving to those, that's when I say we have to go back to analog. And I could be wrong. It just popped into my head. I like you, I like Ron, so I wanted to call in. So
yeah.
No, that's all I got for you, brother.
I got you, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. How are you, my friend?
Hi.
Hey, well, listen. I mean, I think people need to pay attention for a minute and realize that nobody came here with a contract. Nobody came here with a direction book. I mean, Mom pushed this out, and here we are. And we're in this world of everything is already presented for you, and so now you have to learn to live in this world. Now, I really wanted to be pushed out and be in a world where I helped create. But what I got going on here is an entire world that I didn't create. I didn't do anything to help put this thing in process. And now it's so simple to be thrown in jail. It's so simple to be busted. It's so simple to get fined. All this stuff is going on. So we didn't come here with some sort of direction book. We can't just navigate through here, you know, from the womb to death. And presume that we're going to have a great life here. We really have to work at this thing.
Yeah, you're no longer in the womb, protected by nice warm fluid, and you being fed. Yeah, this is the world of which you're born into, and I've said this before, Andy. I don't know if you caught this, but in regards to my son, he couldn't deal with the world. Rather than adapting to it, he decided to give up on it.
And you know what? John, that's really sad to hear, but I'm telling you, on the same token, I feel a lot like your son. It's almost time to say, look, hey, turn the page, let me out of this damn nightmare. I want to move on.
The only problem is, Andy, where's there to run to? Where's there to hide? There is no place to hide.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Andy, yeah, are you talking shuffle off the mortar coil?
Well, no, what I'm talking about is the simple fact that there's no rule book to life. And we were born into a rule book that was already written. And I don't buy that. Okay, this is my life. This is not the government's life. this isn't you know, Donald Trump's life. This is my life.
That's right.
I deserve to live it the way I want to live it.
And Andy,
and I think anybody and everybody who's ever been born after the fact deserves to live their damn life. I just plain and simple think that's the way it should be.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And that was the intent when this country was started, that you had the right to contract, to do business, keep the government out of your business. You had the right of freedom and liberty. That was not for the government to say yes or no to. Those constitutions, state and federal, were written for the governing body of this is thou shalt not ever cross this line, period. And a lot of it is worded that way. But I'm with you, Andy. That was the attractiveness. That's why people used to come to this country, because they wouldn't be singled out. They wouldn't be harassed. They wouldn't get the visits in the middle of the night like the KGB used to do with dissenters in Russia. This was a free and open society, and it's not free, and it certainly is hell's not open anymore. You're seeing everything from manipulation of economy. By the way, I got a few minutes here before the break, Andy. Sunday I went to go get my haircut. There's seven people sitting in there waiting to get a haircut. Six of the seven are sitting there on their phones, texting or tweeting or doing whatever. And I stopped the whole thing, and I raised my voice a little bit so everybody could hear. I said, excuse me, guys, have you all noticed what you all are sitting here doing? Nobody was discussing or smiling or conversing with anybody else. The guy sitting to the left of me, and he says, yeah. He said, that's a real problem, isn't it? Well, the more I talked to the guy after my haircut, he's still sitting there, and I said, what do you do for a living? And he goes, I'm a banker. And I went, whoa. And I said, well, you know, the problem with the banks, I said, since you're free and open here, you wanted to discuss what you wanted, you're a banker, I said, I got some news for you. Yeah, you're part of the problem here. And I said, how the fractionalized reserve banking system runs, we got a middleman that makes a profit out of stuff they create out of nothing, you create it with your signature. I said, this is a problem. And I said, by the way, since you're a banker, back in 08, mortgage-backed securities, I said, do you happen to know how much debt was created off of that? Oh, it was in the trillions, I'm sure. I said, how about between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion? And then the government borrowed the money to pay these asset bankers and then put the bill on our shoulders as if it was our mistake. Whoa. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
All right, we're back. Andy in Texas, go ahead, finish up, sir.
Well, I mean, let's face it. There was no instruction booklet when we came out of the womb of our parents. And so what was already created is here. Now we're relying on all these people around us, preferably family members, but we ended up getting these schools to teach us what we didn't already know. Okay? And so I'm against all this. I'm not for this at all because we already know how, I mean, now that I'm older, I already know these people have lied to me with impunitiveness. They have nothing to, the only thing they have to gain is their own personal vengeance or whatever they have on America or whatever, or on the world. But I don't stand to, John, there's just nothing here to learn. Okay, because what we're learning, I mean, even when I go learn something, I'm not learning the truth. When I go to get an education, I'm not getting an education. I'm getting lies. I mean, the medical facilities, lies.
Yeah.
The law system, lies. It's all lies. Everything is lies.
And that's why, and Andy, you just hit upon why I started doing radio 25 years ago. Because when I was a kid, after the JFK assassination, they had nothing but, I think they went commercial free for a day and a half, almost 2 days. And then the third day, they're still running this stuff, but they put commercials in. But that got me kind of interested, and we only had three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And then I started to notice, I became a little bit older, and I started to watch the news until I discovered one day, while I'm flipping channels to see what the other channel was talking about, they were talking about almost at the same subject matter at the exact same time. And I'm going, wait a minute here. I took a mental note of that just being a kid of 12, 13 years old. And as I grew older, I recognized what you recognized, that we're being manipulated, lied to, led astray, given a name. And that's why when it got so damn bad politically, the gun grabbing and using U.S. senators and congressmen for doing outright treasonous thing against the Constitution, and the media chiming right in on it, that led me down a path that created who I am today. It has to be done. But damn it, it's such a struggle to keep doing it day after day after day and do it on next to nothing. That's the maddening part. And when I say to people, well, why don't you squat there and get some advertising until they find out that, oh, well, this is an anti-Semitic network. I don't hate Jews. I don't like Zionists. And I certainly don't like what Israel is, because I brought up even the rabbi that said, wait a minute, we got a problem here. We don't believe in Israel. There was a reason why the diaspora took place. And we certainly don't like the political arm twisters, the new Zionist movement that cropped up out of this, you know, at the turn of last century. We know what's going on, and we're not for it. You know, I mean, and then to sit and watch the other alternative media, in order to stay out of the danger zone, they switch over to Sharia this and Sharia that and Muslims on. And I use the analogy of the script was written by the Zionist. Everybody is sitting in the theater watching this play, and they're in the back row snickering because now they got the Muslims against the Christians or whatever. They're getting exactly what they want. And I will not compromise this network. I just really will not, because to me, that's like me giving up my soul to the devil, if you will. I mean, I might as well sell out.
And you know what, John? Never give up the network. You know, if things panned out for me in this job that I was doing, I already told you a while back that I was going to send you some money, but this guy ripped me off, and he turns out to be, of all things, a Jew. So, unfortunately for that.
Well, let me say it this way. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I'm not necessarily meaning you, but I'm just saying that people have been well-intended, but that doesn't pay a bill here at the network, and it doesn't keep us on the air.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And I've struggled with this for a very long time, and it's wearing me out spiritually, physically, mentally. It is wearing me to the quick. I mean, I've got Bill Deagle out there that set up the Bill Deagle Network, and he's now calling my host going, well, you know, you can archive your programming over here at the Deagle Network. And I'm going, really? When I can't run his archives on my own network, he's over there building his own. I'm like, really?
That's just terrible. I mean, the RBN network, I've never had so much fun listening to a radio station such as the RBN network.
Well, you know, for every giggle and laugh that you get, there's another ounce of my blood that's been dropped on the floor. Got a break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Nutramedicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. Andy, you're still on the line. You had something else?
Well, yeah. Well, let's face it. I mean, if I came out of the womb and there was a contract there and I was awareness to sign the damn thing, I'd be all right with what's going on right now because I signed a contract to be a part of it. But I came out the womb totally oblivious to what is going on in this world.
Okay.
And then I get to an awakened state, and I have to stand up, and I have to live through this thing. And I'm not down with this. This is not cool at all.
No, I get you. Stand up or lay down. Andy, you've made your point, and I appreciate the call very much. Thank you. All right. By the way, to my friend Rob in Chicago, when I first started in radio, when I first started Republic Radio International, I've told this story, maybe you missed this, I've told this story a few times on my program, that I can count on one hand as many times as I prayed to God. And I said, before I do this, I want you to keep the ego out of it and the love of money out of it. because I know what the human ego can do. I'm witnessing one 15 miles to the south of me. He's damn near destroyed himself. I also know what the root of all evil isn't money. The root of all evil is the love of money. And I said that quiet prayer years ago. I have a tendency not to bother God. He sent down the rule book and said, here you go. I'm off over here. I'm running a universe. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hello, and hello to you and hello to Ron. I have a question to ask you about YouTube. Are you familiar, are they a publicly traded company?
I don't know that.
The reason I ask is that if they're doing this to you and they're doing this to other companies, it would seem to me that they're slowly committing suicide and their stock price would start to drop unless they had another source of money.
No, hold on, Ken. Not if they're planning for the wave of the future. And the amount of people that have been politically dumbed down, that they're nothing but Marxist or communist in their belief system now, and they're banking on the future. They're building the future right under our very noses right now in this country. You haven't noticed?
Yes, I have.
So the old people of the old guard, the old school, will one day, sooner than you can imagine, die off, and they've got their brand new set of, we don't know nothing, and we'll fall for anything. They're planning for the future, Ken, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know, what I was thinking was that those people, and probably the guy that can afford to get lawyered up, I would say that if I were able to get discovery, I would want to find out if they have another source of income, and God help them if it turned out they were on somebody's black budget.
Yeah, well, and you know what? That's a possibility, but with the proper guidance and the proper suggestions at the proper time, we don't necessarily need to own it outright like the Jews do PayPal. Could you imagine Judas Goat getting their PayPal pulled or through a bank? Well, because why? Who does it knock? Yeah, well, it knocks the people that hate the truth. So there you have it.
By the way, I came to you originally from Ralph up in Alaska through Joyce.
Uh-huh.
And I made a $100 donation early on. I just made another one last week. But my two, I put in a couple dollars extra because I know they skim a few percent off the top. So if somebody wants to give you a specific amount, they should account for like 3% or 4% or whatever it is they're taking out of your hide.
Yeah, I've never made mention of that because that's the service fee for doing business with these people.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think they'd like you. Yes.
Well, and Ken, I got into it with the credit card company when I had a storefront down in Austin when I first came to Texas. I had the credit card company telling me that I can't tell the customers that we're padding this account. We're actually charging on their credit card, you know, 3-4% to conduct these transactions. They said, you can't tell the customers that. You just have to build that in your cost of doing business. And I took great exception to that. And I said, if you're telling me you're charging a fee and you want that fee hidden and I can't relay that to the customer and you're threatening to pull your credit card machine, I will go on the air and I will be more specific on account numbers and everything else and I'll blow you people right out of the water. Well, they quickly backed down because that's not the kind of PR that they were looking for.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's basically, oh, wait a minute. There is something else about the phone delays. I recently switched over from copper line to copper line, except it's DSL now, and I'm using voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I was getting echoes. And then it started to get annoying. It was happening on some numbers, not on other numbers. It never happened with RBN, as far as I can tell. As far as I can tell, the IP quality, my stream quality is excellent.
Good.
I called up the tech support, and they're very nice people. I had a long talk with them, and they said, give me some numbers you've been calling. And he said, oh, yeah, I can see the delays on each of the numbers. So he made adjustments for me.
Good.
And now it went away.
Well, I'll be darned. Ken, they must like you up there in New York. Hey, thanks for your call.
You just have to... You have to know how to ask the right questions. And I just wanted to say one thing before I go. John, you got a voice as smooth as a gravy sandwich, and if I was Australian, I'd keep a shrimp on the barbie for both of you. but it would be a Patagonian shrimp. You can't eat that stuff down from the Gulf.
And I was – thank you, Ken, for your call. A little side story here to go along with that. I was in the grocery store Sunday, and they had some shrimp on sale, peeled and deveined shrimp. Well, right next to it, they had the Gulf shrimp, and I was looking at that going, I don't want to eat shrimp from the Gulf, with all the pollution contaminants and all the stuff that they put in the water to break this stuff up, and it all sank to the bottom, and the shrimp are crawling around, and then I'm getting this vision in my head. So I bought the other one. Well, when I cooked it up, it didn't taste quite right, and Julie, the secretary here, told me, she said, a lot of people don't know this, and I didn't know it, that the shrimpers, even in the Gulf down here, the third coast, if you will, you know, we talk about the East Coast and the West Coast, but we never talk about the South Coast, a lot of these shrimpers are going out of business because we're getting Chinese and Taiwanese shrimp here undercutting. And there's no safety built into that whatsoever. And she said, and some of these shrimp, they literally will inject this gelatinous clear stuff into it to plump the shrimp up to make them look better. And there's no regulations on this stuff coming in, or if there is, the government's looking the other way. In the meantime, our own shrimpers here, forget all the stuff that's happened in the Gulf. These guys are going out of business because they can't compete with the cheap shrimp that's coming into this country. They can't even go out and cast their nets and bring up the shrimp and put it on the market because we're getting beat out by people that are thousands of miles away. We got a real problem here, a real problem. Thank you for your call, Ken. That just reminded me of the shrimp story there. And I want to get this out. Is that another call? Brenda in B.C. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hello, John Stadmiller. It's a pleasure to speak to you again. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. I agree with Ken. Your voice is like velvet. It's really important. But it, more importantly, your voice, if it was not heard on RBN, we had to rely on other hosts to do, you know, what they do. I would really miss your voice and your resonance and how balanced you are in your thinking. The balance is really important. But the point of my call really is about my husband and I are semi-retired, and we afford $20 a month on top of our huge internet service fee to send to RBN, $20 a month. And really, if a Canadian can do it, I'm sure that an American can do it. And step up, you guys. Like, step up and, you know, just commit to a monthly protocol. And that's really all I wanted to say.
Well, and I appreciate that, Brenda, very much, because donations, I mean, I had a guy earlier, and bless his heart, he says, you know, his name's Kevin, he says, I've been listening for a long time, and I've never donated, and he donated $20. Now, this sounds simple, okay? Follow me on this one. If I had 550 people just to do $20 every month.
I know.
500.
Deal done.
The bill would be paid here at this network. And I said at the top of the program today, I'm not interested in making this a revenue place so I can go out and buy a new car. You know, I haven't bought socks or underwear in over 4 years. They're getting a little threadbare. I would love to have the money to go buy it, but that's not primarily my concern, is my comfortableness. My primary objective and my job is to keep this network on the air. So we get into some trouble. We have to do pledge drives. I mean, we started out the $34,000 figure that I gave in the May 1st when we kicked this pledge drive off was to catch up with back bills to pave the way that we could give ourselves some breathing room so we could go out, and I had the time to do other things of discovery and to do whatever needed to be done for this network. and we're still struggling. If I had 550 people that called me up and said, look, I'm going to donate $20 every month, that would be great. That would pay the bills. I got one lady, God bless her. She sends me a dollar. It cost her 50 cents to send a dollar check to me every month. $1.
Oh, gosh.
And then, and I would have to have 11,000 people to do the $1 donation. But I understand where it's coming from. She doesn't have any money, but she'll still send me that check, that $1 check every month. I mean, at the same time, I'm joyous, but I'm heartbroken at the same time.
I know. It's such a conundrum. But I just want to reiterate that if somebody in Canada gets it,
you're a rare commodity. You're a rare commodity, Brenda. you people, I'll tell you what, you're further down the New World Order hole than we are here in this country. That's why they're working overtime to catch us up with you guys. All right, hey, Brenda.
Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for your call.
Wish us well.
We wish everybody well. For anybody that wants to be free in this world, they're all going to hang us separately or they're all going to hang us together. I don't think it really matters to them. Thanks, Brenda. I appreciate your call. Ron, I wanted to get into this story. And this is a trend that we see going on right now. Visa is bribing restaurant owners with $10,000 to go cashless. Now, I've reported before, I discovered this over a year ago at Chase Bank, that they used to pay their employees. They'd pay them a bonus if they could get people to set up accounts. You know, for friends, relatives, didn't matter. They were literally paid bonuses on the amount of people that they could get to come in and open up accounts in the bank. Well, over a year ago, they stopped paying on new accounts to be opened up at the bank, and they got paid on how many people they could drive to the ATM. Now, keeping that in mind, bribery by any other name is still bribery, especially when we already know that the global elite are stampeding to a cashless society. The same program is being executed in India, for instance. Technocracy cannot be established except that no person is left behind. Without cash, everyone is forced into a system if they merely want to survive in the intended New World Order. Story out of San Francisco, Business Wire, today Visa on the New York Stock Exchange, announced it is launching a major effort to encourage businesses to go cashless, aiming to create a culture where cash is no longer king. The program will give merchants increased ability to accept all forms of global digital payments. Visa will be encouraged in helping merchants go cashless by using innovation to their advantage in order to stay competitively connected to their customers. To encourage businesses to go cashless, Visa is announcing the Visa Cashless Challenge with a call to action for small business restaurants, cafes, or food truck owners to describe what cashless means for them, their employees, and customers. Visa will be awarding up to $500,000 to 50 eligible U.S.-based small businesses, food service owners who commit to joining the 100% cashless quest. At Visa, we believe we can be everywhere you want to be, and that should be easy to pay and be paid in more ways than ever, whether it's a phone card, wearable, or other device. This is according to Jack Forstell, head of the Global Merchant Solutions at Visa Inc. And they say with 70% of the world or more than 5 billion people connected via mobile device by 2020, we have an incredible opportunity to educate merchants and consumers alike on the effectiveness of going cashless. And then they start to cite figures. This is where it becomes attractive and almost sounds reasonable. Visa has recognized the net benefits for merchants when they reduce dependency on cash transactions Visa recently conducted a study that found that if businesses in 100 cities transition from cash to digital, their cities stand to experience net benefits of $312 billion a year. According to this study, the New York City alone businesses could generate an additional $6.8 billion in revenue and save more than 186 million hours in labor by making greater use of digital payments. This amounts to more than $5 billion annual cost savings for businesses in New York. Sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it, Ron?
My God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Very frightening.
It is frightening because here are the very same people that are in on the credit scam, or the middleman guys that I call them. The middleman people that they don't have to do anything. They'll just give you a card and charge you interest on your balance. Isn't that wonderful? Well, here's the problem. You're not going to, if this whole thing goes cashless, it all goes digital. There isn't any place for you to keep the government out of your business, out of your bank, out of your anything. They will know everything. They will see everything, every transaction you make. And, oh, by the way, the people that are out there trying to garner your tax money, gee, Ron, I see it just an absolute mega highway right into their pockets. Do a transaction, do it cashless. They're going to be in there digitally taking out whatever they think is due them.
Well, imagine the control over everyone's life, a switch on or a switch off. You either exist today or you're gone tomorrow. They could destroy people. They can destroy wealth in one flick of a switch. But we can see who benefits from this. You know, Bank of America came out with the first credit card, and from that point on, it caught on. And this is where we got into huge problems in this society. People went into debt because they could get it now and pay for it later.
Yep.
The future has to be paid for anyway, and they didn't understand that simple principle.
Well, and that's the reason why I went after the Bank of America guy. That's the bank he worked for. And I told him, I said, you know, he didn't even know the amount that the bankers got us in with these mortgage-backed securities and spreading debt all over this planet. He didn't even know the amount. And I said, and you know, he did agree that how they did this, the government had to go into debt, had to borrow money from the very same banks, right, that they went in and bailed out over this banking crisis of 2008. They should have been allowed to die. But we couldn't do that because that's going to interrupt the economy. No, we have a slow death versus let's get this over and let's fix it. Yeah. To this day, we are watching. We're watching all the economies of the world melt down with debt that was generated by whom in the first place? You know, everybody associated with these damn bankers, and I am sick and tired of it. I mean, I just am. One other thing I wanted to cover before we get out of here, and this has to do with Applebee's in New York City. 1,000 restaurants. Applebee's fires 1,000 people with the $15 minimum wage. Let me explain this. The $15 minimum wage that leftist politicians pushed through in Seattle and New York City has taken a major toll on many businesses. With the Big Apple losing a devastating 1,000 restaurants, 1,000 businesses went out in New York alone. While the popular chain, now think about the Visa stories I'm talking, going cashless, oh boy. While the popular chain Applebee's had to fire more than 1,000 servers to accommodate the liberal minimum wage hike. Restaurant owners, waiters, and waitresses are not the only ones hurt by the progressive policies. They say in the story the liberals' minimum wage demands have done severe damage to Seattle and New York's businesses, Town Hall reported just recently. Instead of typical servers, the CEO of Applebee's New York franchise, Zane Tankel, explained that they will soon be replaced by concierges who merely check on customers from time to time to make them feel warm and comfortable. Let's get down to some brass tacks here. Tankel maintains that the far-left-leaning Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat out of New York, and Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, have not only wreaked havoc for businesses and their employees, they have detrimentally affected the dining experience of countless New Yorkers. And they love to go out to the restaurants in New York. The model now, according to him, that we're heading towards, where we had one server for 3 or 4 tables. I used to wait tables. I know exactly what this man is talking about. He said, where you had one server doing 3 or 4 tables, we call them 2 or 4 tops, or maybe even bigger. We're moving toward one server for 10 tables. Now imagine the service you're going to get here. eliminating about two-thirds of our labor ultimately, he explained, according to Town Hall. But it's because of Cuomo and de Blasio, the liberal agenda. Now, the restaurateur maintained that he was forced to make major changes in order for the business to even stay put. If something becomes prohibitively priced, you find an alternative, Tankel told Newsbusters. I've always said increasing minimum wage is technology's best friend. We have 1,000 less servers this time this year than we had this time last year. So, I mean, oh, God, concierge, somebody to waltz by me and look at me and go, how you doing? I don't know. I need a waiter. This is how insane it's getting, Ron.
Yeah, well, you know, we live in a society. How many of this society do you suspect ever tasted liberty and freedom? Even know what it is.
And you know what? We're the last vestige. This generation, although some of the millennials under 30 are starting to wake up, but it may not be fast enough. And what are they going to bring to the party? I mean, folks, this... May you live in interesting times? Well, guess what? That's the old Chinese curse, depending on how you look at it. China wants to go all cashless as well. China. As India is pushing for. So we're just going to digitize all the thievery, and you're not even going to be able to touch anything that even resembled money, even though it's fake to begin with. Remember the day, Ron? And you remember this, and so do I. We had gold and silver-backed currency. Hell, our coins used to be made of silver. Wow.
Yeah.
Too much wealth there. Can't pull the wool over your eyes. We got to go credit. And, well, now we're going to do one better than that. We're going to have the middleman in there, but now it's going to go digital. So you'll never see one single dime. And we're going to get first dibs at it, and we'll be able to track and trace every damn thing you do. Consider that, folks. Play that around in your head for a little while. The very people that need to be put down, and these international bankster gangsters and everybody that's been in on the takedown, they just want it made easier. They don't give a damn about you. They don't care about you, your health, your wealth, your family, or anything else. For them, it's just profit-driven, and how fast can we get to it?
You know, there is a phrase, if you can't control it, you don't own it. Yeah, that's basically the theme of this society, because yeah, no one owns anything.
You got that right. And they found out from this network that you don't even own your home when it comes tax time. You can have your house paid off, the property that you paid cash for, but they got that property tax on there. Try not paying your shekels to the ruler, wherever you're at, USA. Try not paying your property tax. They will come in there and take everything you've got to satisfy that tax debt. They'll make your life and all of your hard work. And keep this in mind. For you people that are on a 30-year fixed mortgage out there that's paid the wonderful people the privilege of living the American dream, paying 3-4 times what the damn thing's actually worth, well, we got another little fix in here. If you survive that one through the ups and downs that we create out there in the markets, even if you survive that, there's those on the back end that if they don't get their what they figure they're just due, they'll come in and wreck your whole damn life's endeavor. Wow. Ron, thanks, my friend.
Hey, pleasure, John.
All right, DB Kid with me tomorrow. Hopefully have her on for both hours. And folks, seriously, donate today. Call 800. Do it right now. Write this number down so you don't forget it. 800-724-2719. Extension 3. When you hear the little phone prompt, there's only one person that's going to be here to answer the phone. That's going to be Mikey. Make a credit card donation today. Do it today. Do it by credit card, debit card. We don't care. Or go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. You don't have to be a member of PayPal to do it, but you can make a payment with more credit card options. Do it today. Please, folks, for all of us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.